Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
In case you had any doubt that the debate over contraception has become politically charged, let me read you the name of a hearing going on Capitol Hill today. Has the Obama administration trampled on freedom of religion and freedom of conscience? It's a hearing being held by House Republicans. They're investigating President Obama's birth control mandate. And it's been the center of a controversy between the White House and church officials lately. It's something Republicans have been weighing in on. Basically, the rules would require employers to offer contraceptives coverage as part of their health insurance. A compromise put forth last week from the White House would allow churches and their religious employees to shift the cost of birth control to their insurance companies. But that hasn't appeased Catholics or evangelical officials, and they've shifted their protests to the pulpit, with religious leaders calling on congregations to sign petitions against this ruling. And one of those is Father Bob Steck, a pastor at St. Ambrose Church in Brunswick, Ohio. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning, Celeste?
I'm glad you're with us. Can you explain why the opposition to this rule?
I think the opposition to the rule is really because we have the constitutional right, actually, to exercise our religion. And so the mandate is really causing us to make decisions or is mandating decisions that do not give us that freedom of expression of religion.
But the mandate is actually just talking about how Catholic employers, not churches, those are already exempt, but let's say a hospital that employs all kinds of faiths, Muslims, Buddhists, atheists, the kind of health care coverage that they provide. How does that affect your exercise of religion?
Right. So I think there's two pieces to this conversation, and one is a presenting issue, and the other is actually far more fundamental. So the mandate itself is calling for some particular things in terms of health care. What those things are calling for is asking Catholic employers to make choices to support things that are inconsistent with our longstanding Catholic teaching and tradition. And that's really where this becomes a question of the free exercise clause of the First Amendment, you know, that we are being mandated to support things and to do things that are inconsistent with our longstanding Catholic tradition and teaching. And I think part of the reason why other religious traditions and other organizations have joined in this conversation and in this debate, if you will, is because we really see that as an infringement on religious liberty and freedom.
That's Father Bob Steck. He's pastor of St. Ambrose Church in Brunswick, Ohio. I also want to bring in James Salt, executive director of Catholics United. And James, lots of religious groups have come in on this debate. In fact, a coalition of 23 religious groups, Christian, Jewish, and Muslim, voiced their support, sent in a letter lending support on Wednesday to the Obama administration's new birth control mandate. What is the religious argument in favor of this mandate?
Well, certainly, Father Bob makes good points about religious liberty. Now, unfortunately, I think he mischaracterizes the accommodation offered religious organizations. In no way will a religious organization be obligated or have any involvement in a decision of an employee to acquire a service that the church would deem immoral. So, in effect, the Obama compromise takes the Catholic Church out of the decision-making process when it comes to providing those services.
And let me go back to Father Bob Steck for just a second, because there is one thing that confuses me, Father, and that is that already 22 states have laws that mandate this kind of contraceptive coverage. In fact, it was modeled on California's law, and you have pastors at California churches who've been operating under this law without complaint for a very long time. Six of these laws were signed by GOP governors. Why the big hullabaloo now?
I think the significance of this is the federal involvement in mandating this across the board. And I think the federal government has raised the stakes, so to speak, and entered into and pushed forward, again, a mandate that is inconsistent with conscience.
So if it were an Ohio state law, you wouldn't have any problem with it?
I don't think that would be the case, but I think to your question, Celeste, why is this so significant now? It's because it has raised the level of the conversation. And that's not to say that these conversations and, so to speak, the debate shouldn't be taking place in the particular states. What I would suggest, though, is that the federal mandate has really raised the level of conversation, and that's why the United States Catholic Conference bishops have gotten involved and stirred such a conversation about this. I think part of this, too, is that what we need to continue to do on all levels, state, local, and federal, is we need to make sure that people are informed, that they're engaged in these conversations, and that they're really expressive of their values and their views, so that when we make decisions, that we are, in fact, active contributors to that conversation.
That's Father Bob's. Go ahead, James.
I just got to say, I have a hard time stomaching this argument from the Catholic Church and the leadership. You know, the Catholic Church has a moral position on many issues of great importance, whether it's poverty, economic inequality. I mean, the housing foreclosure crisis is where most American Catholics are right now. And for the Catholic Church to go out on a limb, on a crusade against women's access to health insurance is disturbing to lay Catholics like myself, who want the Catholic Church to be a voice for social justice and the common good, not a cultural reactionary political group that's working to make a statement that's just going to drive further Catholics away from the church.
And in fact, Father, if I could say, the vast majority of Catholics support the coverage of contraception. In fact, the Catholics support it in larger numbers than non-Catholics.
But I think what's at issue here, Celeste, is that what the church is really trying to protect is its freedom to exercise and to be involved in all those other conversations.
All right.
You have that right. This protects your religious liberty. It protects your right to say contraception is wrong. What it does is it says you will have no involvement in whether or not an employee in an insurance company provide a service.
What we're really trying to contextualize this conversation in is the mandate really does not allow for the free exercise clause of the First Amendment. And in order for us to be able to contribute in the future to all these other things that we do so well and are so important, I think that's why the United States bishops have engaged in this conversation in such a high level.
Well, it has certainly become a high-level conversation, although I should say again that the compromise from the White House would take churches and religious employers out of that debate and shift it to insurance companies. That's Father Bob Steck, pastor of St. Ambrose Church in Brunswick, Ohio, and James Salt, executive director of Catholics United. You can weigh in, too.